Warclaw was having fun. He leapt down among them, and thrusting his face forward, he snarled cruelly.
Me little beauties, I'll have your guts for ratlines if I hear one more moan out of you.
The little shrews went into a terrified silence, clinging pitifully to each other. They were still not fully aware of the horrors that awaited them on the open seas. Bellowing orders, the sea rat captain livened his crew up as the ship rounded a bend in the broad stream.
Haul in them fenders! Make fast your mainsail ends! Look out! We're away to sea now!
The rat lookout leaned out from his perch, shading his eyes with a paw as he called back smartly.
Mind dead ahead, Captain! I can see the sun on the water atwixt these rocks and trees now!
Faldrig and Ruddle had been watching the slave ship from a safe distance for some time. Shooting ahead like twin arrows through the broad stream waters, the two otters outswam even the small fish as they sped toward the shore. Sleek and shining from the water, they arrived safely at the hideaway behind the rocks at the beach edge.
"Hearken, mates, the sea rat vessel ain't far behind us,"
said Ruddle.
"What are you been up to, old Goldie Nose?"
Logalog shook his head as if in disbelief as he patted the badger's sturdy shoulder.
"This beast has carried two great boulders that a score of shrews couldn't budge. See over there where the sand dumps up at the tide line? Sunflash dumped those boulders in the water right at that spot. I tell you, no ship will be able to pass them and make it to the open sea."
Sunflash took out his split leaf and blew one last loud call with it. He shrugged as the shrews and otters stared at him curiously.
"It's worth one last try, though I can't risk that noise again. Maybe he heard it. Then again, he might be too far away."
Logalog shook his head. He was not about to start asking silly questions at a time like this. The big badger's business was his own. No explanations asked. Cool shrew beer, oat bread and cheese were passed around, and they ate as swords were given a last edge upon the rock surfaces, and slings were loaded with flat, heavy pebbles. Sunflash tightened the mace cord around his paw, and all was ready. As the gut prow came clear of the rocks to the open shore, the broad stream ran slightly more shallow. The oar slaves were made to stand and punt with their long paddles, digging them into the sandy shallows to push the vessel along. Warpclaw was jubilant at the prospect of the high seas in front of him after a trouble-free raid. A fair breeze from the east bellied the big single mainsail, hurrying the ship across the shoreline toward the white-flecked main. The sea rat captain ran forward, and standing with his back to the bowsprit, he faced the crew. He waved his scimitar and roared,
"Ahoy, buckos! Who's the best captain on land or sea?"
They cheered and shouted his name.
Captain